Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and abundance, and rest for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode, y'all. What's cracking? Number one, I hope that you are doing well. I hope that the last few weeks have been treating you with as much kindness and grace that you can possibly hold. We're at the end of, I guess, technically Q1, because as of when you hear this, we'll be, I think, on the last Monday of March, if I'm not mistaken. So let's just go ahead and say we're pretty much at the end of March at this point. And yeah, spring has sprung. And of course, summer is definitely very, very close behind that. In today's episode, I just want to really quickly just hop in your ear because of the shift in weather, and I know that means us going outside more and things like that, and starting to do more things. You know, the what can I say, the not the shackles, but the I'll say the slowing down of winter is starting to kind of, like, we're moving beyond that. And we're entering this new season where spring is about renewal and growth and stepping out. And for some of us, we're getting ready again for, like, having our hot girl summers and stuff like that. But it's just a season, a feeling of, like, newness. And you can take that however you want. So in today's episode, I just want to encourage you, as again, we approach this new season, I want to encourage you to just do you. That's it. That's the message. I want to encourage you to do you. All right. I realize again that for a lot of us, or for some of us, I should say, when we're, like, in those fall and winter seasons, again, each season has a purpose, by the way. I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. Of course, each season has a purpose. But when we're in, like, those, I'll just call them, like, heavier months. And I don't mean heavy in a bad way. But we're in those heavier, I guess, months, like fall and winter. It's that time of just kind of, like, shutting down. It's that time of slowing down. All necessary. You're not, in my opinion, meant or designed to just be on the go 100% of your life. So again, the seasons have purpose. But the fall and the winter, it's like slowing down. You're resting more, hopefully. You're I guess opening up space just to be still and to hunker down and to kind of, like, prepare for the year to come. And now that we're in, I guess, the lighter months, again, I'm not using heavier or lighter in any type of negative or positive way, by the way. But now that we're kind of approaching these lighter months, the sun is shining, we're starting to feel good. You might be starting to dress a little differently and shedding off some of those heavier clothes and heavier layers, I guess, of protection, if you will, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know what I mean? Mentally. That's kind of, like, where I am right now as well. But I feel like for some of us that we intentionally made time to slow down, sometimes we get it in our heads that
now that we're approaching new things again, because this season is about newness and new energy and lightness and things like that, and creativity and blooming and blossoming and all that stuff. Some of us, I think we still are in a place, unfortunately, where we feel like we need to have someone's permission just to do us, whatever do you means. Okay. When I say those words, do you, whatever that means is what I'm talking about. Okay, you don't need anyone's permission to start new. That is what this time is all about. You've taken the time to conserve your energy. You've taken your time, your downtime to rest and restore and to just imagine and think and all those things. And a lot of times we'll have these ideas that are kind of like birthed or thought of in our downtime, because downtime makes space for us to even be able to think straight. Downtime gives us space to just really feel our feelings and, you know, all those kind of things. And now that we're kind of like emerging from the soil in like spring and summer, you have these amazing ideas. You've done some work in your healing process and your healing journey. You've thought about some things. You've maybe set some boundaries. You've maybe cut some ties. You might have done some really hard things in the last few months as it pertains to you, your healing journey, your personal development. That could be anything from like how you feel about yourself, your self-love, your financial situation, your relationships, like whatever it is that you were doing the work on in the last few months. And now you're in this new season where things may feel a little different than they did last year. Things may be a little different or a lot different than they were around this time last year. And so I don't want you to kind of like, I'll say backslide. I don't want you to backslide into that place that you've kind of allowed yourself to heal and grow from. Now it's time for you to use that, all those things you've learned about yourself, about your journey, about your purpose, about your pain, your healing, like all those things that you've learned during that time of kind of like, again, not using heavy or lightness in any type of, you know, positive or negative way, but during that slow time or that heavy time, all those things that you learned about life and yourself, now it's time to put that stuff into action. This is the perfect time for you to take root and to bloom, okay, and to do you. And if you, in case you need a reminder, you don't need anyone's permission to do you, boo. You really, really don't. Okay, now is the time to take those thoughts that you had while you were having your downtime, those little spurts of creativity, those little things you wrote down, and you're like, one day I'm gonna, someday next year I wanna, you know what I mean? Those things that you were kind of like storing up in your creative spaces, in your healing spaces. It's time to put that into action. It's time to put that now into use. It's time to put that into use. And there might be a little fear and a little hesitation. That's natural. Never think that because you feel some type of way or feel a little fear, that means that you're necessarily doing the wrong thing. Common sense obviously means not putting yourself in harmful situations or things like that. But beyond that, I feel like sometimes we just have this spirit of fear when it is time to branch out, when it's time to try new things, when it's time to exert a different kind of energy than what you've maybe done before. That little fear is kind of there. Like, to me, it's like an alert, like, oh God, we're doing something different. We're doing something new. This is strange. This is weird. I'm not used to this, right? I'm branching out. I think that's okay. I really, really do. I think that's okay. Of course, we are set up in such a way where those little alerts pop up because they're there to protect us. They're there to kind of help guide us along the way. But just because you have a healthy fear of something doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong for you. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad for you. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's not the way. That doesn't mean it's not the way. Sometimes the way is through that little bit of fear, right? Sometimes that is the way. And what you want is on the outside of that. So again, give yourself permission and space to just take this time, this new season, as a time of doing you, whatever that means for you. Don't backslide into the things that you healed from or worked through during your personal fall or during your personal winter, during that time of restoration, during that time of rest, during that time of slowing down and really tending to yourself. It is an ongoing process. It's not like that part never stops, but you know what I'm saying? It's springtime. It's summertime. It's basically going to be tomorrow. That's how I feel. Time is moving really fast, by the way. I don't know if you feel like that, but that's how I feel. Time is moving really, really fast. And what I don't want is for us to stagnate. I've stagnated so many times in my life. I've stagnated over so many opportunities, so many not even just financial like opportunities, but just opportunities to just kind of like do something different and come out on the other side of it, whether I won, lost, had issues, came through like a champ, everything went perfectly, or everything just kind of like bombed. I've missed out on some opportunities for growth because of that reason. Stagnation really is like I feel like stagnation is like a dream killer or a spirit killer. Personally, that's how it's been for me. When I stagnate, when I just allow that fear or whatever it is to keep me stuck, I've missed out on so much. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. You don't need anyone's permission to be yourself. You don't need anyone's permission to do you. You don't need anyone's permission to step out on faith, try something different, try something new, to explore, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you don't need anyone's permission. And if you really think that someone or people are out there just like worried about you and the things that you're going to be doing, because I know that you have some amazing things within you that are just waiting to be set into motion. If you think that people are really like worrying about you, what you're doing 24 hours a day, sis, you know, I have to tell you, ain't nobody thinking about you like that. Ain't nobody thinking about you like that. And if they are thinking about you like that, what does that really say about them? That's not a you thing. That's a them thing. If someone is really like pressed and hell bent on focusing on the things that you're doing, that tells me it is very apparent that they really have nothing going on in their life. Because who has time for that? Who has time for that? Okay. I know that I don't, and I'm assuming that you don't either. Like, what average person has time for that? If they're about something, if they have positive things going on in their lives, if they're about something, if they're trying to make a difference or be better or do better or just do different, live life differently than what the mold says we're supposed to do. Like, people that are on that type of grind, I guess, if you will, they ain't got time to be worried about you like that. They really don't. Okay. But again, I just want to encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity that is before you. If you're feeling that renewed sense of energy now, the sun is brighter, the days are longer, the air is fresher. I don't even know if that's true, but it feels like it to me when I'm outside. I'm like, oh, this air feels very crisp and fresh. But it, you know what I'm saying? We're in a different season now. I don't want you to waste this season. Yes, I do want you to still continue to make space for rest. Yes, I still want you to continue to make space for reflection and healing and restoration. I think that really is just about, like, that's a lifestyle kind of thing. You know what I mean? But what I don't want to happen is that you don't allow yourself to use up that energy that I'm sure you must be feeling, at least even the tiniest bit right now, and allowing that energy just to expand and to propel you forward into some beautiful things that can happen for you during this time. This is the perfect time, sis. Use this energy to again, I keep saying do you, because I feel like that's important. I know a lot of us, we hold ourselves back, but this is a perfect time for you to do you. Like, be yourself, whatever that is, try new things, explore. And this really can go for anything. Okay. It can really go for anything. For me, doing me this season and for summer is going to look like, wearing cute little summer dresses, really tapping into my girly slash feminine side, being creative, y'all. I want to find something that I can tap into that allows me to explore the creative parts of me. I'm thinking about possibly taking like painting or something like that, but I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think that might be it. It also looks like me, when I say do me, part of doing me is, and it's going to be a shocker to some of y'all, but this is my truth, I want to learn how to use a weapon. I want to learn how to use a weapon, aka a pistol, a gun, whatever. So next month in April, I am slated to take a gun 101 class, and I'm very excited about that for a variety of reasons. And this is coming from someone who's never even seen a gun, let alone touched a gun in person. But I feel like that's something that I am being led to do. So I want to be able to do that. So that is doing me. You know, when you do you, and there's other things too, but when you do you, people are, they don't have to agree with it for you to be able to live your life the way you want to live your life. Does that make sense? So you may not agree with me, for example, about me taking a gun 101 class. And you know what? That's perfectly fine. I'm still going to do me. That's it. You know what I mean? So I don't want you to allow this good rush of energy to stagnate because you are afraid of someone, I guess, possibly being offended that you're going to, you know, live your life, or someone judging you, or someone questioning you, or someone really just trying their best to dissuade you from doing something. People will try to dissuade you from doing things if they have fear behind it, if they've never tried it, if they don't know what it is, if they have this idea in their mind of who you should be, how you should show up, excuse me, what things are okay for you to do and what things are not okay for you to do. You know, you have to ask yourself, am I living my life for this person or am I living my life for me? Am I living my life for these opinions, for this type of validation, or am I living my life for me? If you're living your life for outward validation, you really are not living your life. I'll say that again. If you're living your life for like external, like the whole purpose is external validation, whether you realize it or not, you're really not living your life. You're not living your life. You are living, yes, but you're living someone else's life. You're living someone else's dream. You're living for someone else's opinion. And that's not living. That's not a way to live. So take advantage. Take advantage. If you want to go back to school, go back to school. Like if you're feeling like now you have it in you to take a semester of classes because your energy is high and you're feeling like you have it in you, don't allow embarrassment to shut you down. Like saying, oh, well, I'm just hopping in for this semester, but I didn't have the energy to do it last year. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Don't allow yourself to take you out of the game. Don't allow yourself to again, stagnate. Don't allow yourself to do that. Okay. I know that a lot of times or sometimes that's easier said than done. I get that because again, raising my hand, I am someone that has stagnated and I'm still stagnating on a few things. And that's something that I have to continue to question and work out with myself. But generally speaking, it's like, if you want to live a life well lived, if you want to live a, for example, healed life, if you want to live a liberated life, if you want to live a joyful life, if you want to live a life that matters to you, then this is the kind of stuff that you need to be aware of, and this is the kind of stuff that you've got to be okay with moving forward in. Life won't get better if you don't allow it to. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, allow yourself to move forward in it. And I'm not talking about the things that are outside of our control. I'm specifically speaking about the things that are within you, that are within your control. I find that sometimes when we do the things that are within our control, it opens up other things. For me personally, I find that things that I really like aspire to do, for example, they don't just come to me until I go within, heal certain parts of myself or become aware of certain parts of myself that are holding me back, like these like limiting beliefs and things like that. And then doing the necessary thing, as hard as it is, and oh my gosh, yeah, it's not always easy. I'll just say that.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BG Self Care.
Confession time. I love my hair, but I don't love how long it takes to do it. I'm a type 4 natural, and not gonna lie, when it's time to redo my wash and go because it's frizzy or dried out, it drives me nuts. In a perfect world, I could be using that time to do something fun like getting a massage or going to brunch or something. I know you get it because we are all too busy to be frizzy. I'm glad that Way understands this and created their new anti-frizz cream at just the right time. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. Way anti-frizz cream fits seamlessly into the mix of products I use to do my wash and goes and twist outs, giving me smoother and intensely hydrated feeling hair. I also love that I only need to use a little to see a big difference, plus it smells really, really good. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
But getting to a place where I can do the things that, you know, need to be done, and then that next level opens up. So again, you're in a really important space right now. You're in a really important space right now with this spring and / summer. I'm going to call them spummer. Hopefully you get that spring and summer, the next few spummer months, the next, what is that? 6 months of spring and summer. Like, we're in a really important time here. And this is also a time of, when I say do you, this is a time of getting out of your comfort zone and doing things that are going to just help you health-wise, mentally, physically, emotionally, Maybe it's going to the beach and allowing parts of your skin to be shown that you have never shown before. Maybe it is, I talked about going to school, that's fine. Maybe it's just making some shifts in your home life. Maybe it's making some shifts in where you decide to go and how you decide to go. Are you going to travel this year? Are you going to, take some classes? Are you going to try to meet new people? Like, I'm saying all these things because it's literally like limitless what is available to you in these seasons of high energy, which again are like spring and summer. And I just want that for you. I want the best for you. I want the best for me too. And so I'm definitely not going to waste this time. I'm not going to allow myself to waste this time due to insecurities, due to fears, due to, you know, questioning my worth, due to wondering like, what is everyone going to say if I decide to do this or do that or to pivot or to try new things. I'm not waiting around for like all this, these perfect circumstances to happen for me to like now feel like I can live this life or do certain things, right? You don't need all that. You don't need all these perfect circumstances to come together for you to do you. And you'll find that as you do you, again, other things are going to, like, I promise you, when you really are like rooted in just like doing you, other things open up. I think when we are genuinely in that space, something happens. I don't know if it's like a confidence thing, and then that confidence just triggers different reactions. I don't know if it's just like a God thing where God sees that you're serious about XYZ, and then you start doing things and things just like, you just start to become more blessed. Like, I really don't know the science behind it, but I promise you, when you really like are firm in who you are and you are unapologetic about it and you are in a space where you can just like, again, I think I have said do you like 50 times now, and I apologize for that. But when you really are in a place where you are doing you, things change. Things open up. They really, really do. So you have just got to channel all this good stuff that's going to be happening over the next few weeks, few months during these two seasons, and allow them to work for you. Don't fight against it. Like, find your flow. Find your flow these next few weeks. And again, don't fight it. Like, ride it. Go with it. Lean into it. Right? It's you know. You really know, and you'll start to see things changing in your life. Like, I promise you. But you have to learn how to recognize when it's time to kind of like pivot, when it's time to lean into it, when it's time to try new things. And I feel like this is the time. It really is. This is the time. Just watch the kind of opportunities you start to get when your mindset shifts. And you deserve these things. Not because I'm saying it, but because you do. Just because you're here, like, you deserve these things. All these good things that are going to be coming to you as you step out and start to do you in the next like few months. You deserve all of it. You deserve all these amazing things that are going to be happening for you. And you have to believe that. Like, if you don't believe that you deserve it, I feel like those things won't, like, you kind of like kill the mojo, if that makes sense. You really have to like firmly believe that you are like, that these things are for you. These things are going to happen. You may not know when they're going to happen, but these things that you've been wanting and that you're putting this newfound sense of energy and into, like, these things are going to happen for you and that you deserve them. And so, of course, they should happen for you because you're worthy of these things, these amazing, beautiful things that are going to be happening in your life over the next few months. Yeah. So you've done some of the work over the last few weeks or months while we were in, again, that fall and winter season. You've kind of stood still, taken an assessment of where you are, how you want to move forward, the type of person you want to be, the type of life you want to live, how you want to just what type of life is a life well lived for you? And now it's time to put that into action. We're again in these months of action, of energy, of doing, if that makes sense. So learn to shift with the seasons, and I feel like your life will be better for it. It's just my opinion. And that's what I'm doing anyway. That's what I'm doing too. Leaning into this newness. I'm very excited for it. I'm excited to birth some new things. In all areas of my life. And I had to get over just the idea that I had to, even though I wasn't aware of it, but like just make sure that it was okay. Like just having someone's cosign or having someone's approval. I don't want to live my life like that. And I don't believe that you should either. Like a life of liberation is not having to have someone cosign on every single thing that you do. Like if you're on your grown woman-ish, you don't need to have constant validation. And if you find that you're someone who does need constant validation, I'm not saying that that makes you bad at all. To me, that's just like you're operating primarily from a place of pain. And that pain came from somewhere. It didn't just magically show up one day and you just, you know what I mean? Felt like you needed approval or to people please or to get a million people to co-sign your idea or people to co-sign your life, which is the opposite of you doing you. I don't think that just magically popped up from nowhere. And so again, if that is you, because, you know, raising my hand, that was me. And sometimes it's still me, you know, but if that is you, you know, don't feel like your life is just over or that there's nothing that you can do. There are definitely things that you can do. There are people that you can talk to. And at minimum, start to question, like question when that happens, what type of scenarios is it? Who's involved? When does it happen? How do you feel? Right? What triggered it? Like there's ways to become self-aware. And I feel like the more self-awareness that you have, the better it's going to be for you. And self-awareness is not about you berating yourself or beating yourself down or anything along those lines. Self-awareness is just like kind of like peeling back the curtains on the windows that you can see outside. So you can see that there's more to life. So you can see that there is something different available to you besides what you see in your like those four walls that you're kind of like stuck in. I lived my life in that place for a very long time. And again, definitely not doing it perfectly. Still am stumbling over some rocks and things like that. But there has definitely been a remarkable difference in my life once I started kind of like putting these things to action. Excuse me. And I want you to know that it's possible. It's possible to live a more liberated life. It's possible to live a more healed life. It's possible to live a life where you're doing you more, doing more of you and worrying less about what other people think, worrying less about what's going on around you that isn't necessarily good. Not that you have your blinders on necessarily, but sometimes part of our stagnation, at least for me, is because I would be so worried about not only validation, so the validation is like one thing, but I will also be worried about just like life in general. I would be scared to live my life because there are so many negative things happening in the news, like every single day, seeing negative things. I think it's called doom scrolling, but seeing negative things over and over on social media. And again, it's not like you're trying to hide, but I feel like it's like you have to sometimes protect yourself, protect your spirit if you want to live a better life, because there's so many things like out there that can attack you, your mental health, attack your physical health, attack your spiritual health. So you have to kind of, I don't want to say be guarded as in you're just on guard all the time, but you have to just kind of like buffer and protect that inner peace, that inner part of you that's just so precious and valuable from, I guess, the affronts and the assaults on us that can happen on a daily basis. There's just a lot going on right now. And it can be hard to navigate, and it can be hard to do you, and it can be hard to feel good about yourself and your situation when you're just seeing a lot of chaos in either your immediate environment or the environment in, just in the world in general. Because sometimes the world is just very ghetto, and there are many ghetto things happening at one time, and it can be very overwhelming and hard to just kind of deal with everything all at once. So I'm just saying, it can be hard to do you when you're just carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I'm I was a worrier. I'm not saying warrior. I'm saying worrier. I can have that tendency to worry about the things that are going on, and it would just become like a huge weight. And I just couldn't find my way out of that weight, or find my way out of this fog that had been created with, because of everything that was going on, and me just really absorbing it and taking it all in. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to do you. It's hard to live a life of liberation when you're just weighed down by everything that's going on, like around you, let alone what's going on inside of you, right? If you're having areas that need healing, or if you're struggling with different things, you know what I mean? So yeah, this time is it's a really good time. It's a really good time. I hope that you can feel my energy and just the excitement that I feel. I know that sometimes my voice doesn't sound excited. I realize that. And so I'll like, for example, look back at something, and to me, I feel like I'm really just I feel like I'm like super happy about something, or I'm just really excited about something. I just want to get it out or whatever. But then I'll go back and I'll listen to a few minutes, and I'm just like, oh my God, this sounds so dull, or this sounds, I can't even explain it. And I still put it out there anyway, because I'm like, the message will still be the same, but I don't know. It's just funny. Like, the perceptions that we have about ourselves one way or another are not always accurate. And so sometimes you need receipts. And I love that I have these receipts. I know I'm going off on a quick tangent, but I know I love these receipts because it's able to help me to do better and to be better. Because sometimes in your mind, you know, you're thinking one thing, but then you, when you get the receipts or you play it back, you're like, oh, that is not what my perception was. You know what I mean? Anyway, as I was saying, this is just a really good time. This is going to be a really good time for you if you allow it. That's another thing. Sometimes we just don't allow that goodness in. Maybe we don't feel like it's going to stay. We don't feel like it's going to last. We don't feel like it's worth fighting for. We don't feel like, because we've fought for things so much, and we just end up with pain, or we feel like we're just like the goodness is just not for us. And it is for you. It is for you. Good things are for you. And I just want you to hold fast to that, and just believe that, and allow beautiful things to unfold. And you'll notice it in the smallest of ways. Again, as you just say in your mind, you know what, during this season, I'm going to do me. You'll see the smallest things just start to happen. Things you might have overlooked before, things you might have taken for granted. And, you know, we should honestly never take anything for granted, but I know that's hard. But, you know, pay attention to the smaller things. Sometimes we look for this really big sign, like, oh, it's only good if I win the $1 million lottery or the $1 billion lottery. Like, then I know that it's paying off. It's not always about these really big slap you in the face type moments. It's just not. It's also the small little things, the gentle things you notice, the beautiful little parts of beautiful things that you notice. That those little parts are the makings of a good life as well. Those little parts of the makings of you doing you as well. You'll notice little small shifts within you. Celebrate those things. Praise those things. If you go a whole day and you're like, you know what? Usually this type of thing would really get me down. If someone, I don't know, for example, maybe you think people look at you weird or something. And maybe they do. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you, if that happens, or if you think someone frowns at you, you internalize it. You use that energy to internalize it and to overthink it. And it just really weighs you down and brings you down. Maybe you go the one whole day and you're like, you know what? this happened and I just did not allow it to bring me down. I just stayed in the space of, you know what? I know my worth. I know my value. I am going to continue to do me and I'm going to continue to live my best life. And I'm just going to shake this off. Maybe that was your attitude at the end of the day. That's a win. You may not think that's like a huge, big thing, but sis, that is a huge win. Okay. So again, it's not always these really big in your face moments, that are proof that you're doing better. Pay attention to the small things too. The small things count. 1,000,000%. Okay. So yeah, that's literally all I wanted to say. I just wanted to send some encouragement, as we approach this new season, as we again shake off some of our slumber and our fur coats, if you will, as we start to get out of hibernation mode, which is a beautiful place to be in. Don't get it twisted. But now it's time for renewal. Now it's time for new energy. Now it's time to open up those windows in your soul. Open up those windows in your house and let that fresh air in. Allow that freshness to renew you. Allow that freshness to renew your space. Allow that freshness to invigorate your life and take that energy and put it to good use, whatever that is for you. Okay? This is a beautiful time and I want that for you. So that's all I wanted to say. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I feel like there was something else that I wanted to mention, but I didn't do any notes today. And I can't recall what the heck I was going to tell you. So yeah, I guess I'll just go ahead and wrap this up now. If you have any topics that you'd like to hear, you can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com. I guess the last thing that I'll say is I do have some interviews that I am lining up right now. As long as these people agree, we're going to be talking about several interesting things, from money and healing your money story to what was the other thing? I have a boss entrepreneur that is possibly going to be coming on to speak as well. I just have a few things in the hopper right now. So stay tuned, because we're going to be kicking things up with Brown Girl Self-Care with some interviews and conversations that I am very excited to be bringing to the space. So definitely more to come. All right. So with that said, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, I just want to encourage you to keep your head up. Think about your energy this week. And yeah, just have an amazing week. And I cannot wait to speak to you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit make these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Superlight Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Superlight Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.